Are you seeing the guy that went for energy? Here we go. He's going to be a bomber.
I couldn't do that. That's saying something. That's the crowd going wild at an Edmonton Riverhawks baseball game a little earlier this year. They weren't cheering for the home team, but for a dynamic duo, Rob McLeod and Sailor the Touchdown Dog, a Border Collie Whippet Cross, who's come down with a Frisbee that Rob launched about 350 feet from home plate to the depths of center field. This was by no means their first rodeo, so to speak. Here they are at a Calgary Stampeders home game at McMahon Stadium back in 2021 when Sailor came down with the Hail Mary to end all Hail Marys, running the length of the field to break the record for the longest catch at a live sporting event when it was a 109-yard throw. Here, have a listen.
As soon as he leaves his hand, you go crazy, Calgary. Fantastic stuffing power presented by Mayfair Diagnostics. What a show, Frisbee Rob and Sailor.
Yeah, I mean, to watch it too, because yeah, Sailor's wearing like a little Calgary Stampeders thing, and it's all awesome. Rob McLeod has set, I think it's 13, it might be 12, but I think it's 13 Guinness World Records related to throwing flying discs, including one with Sailor. Frisbee Rob, as he's now known, you might have heard that over the PA system at McMahon Stadium in that clip, has started all this more than a decade ago for very personal reasons. And it has grown into something far bigger than I imagined he could have imagined, including that Baker's Dozen of Guinness World Records. And he plans to add to that incredible tally. Rob McLeod, Frisbee Rob, Guinness World Record holder, and now motivational speaker as well, joins me. Rob, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me. It's amazing to listen to those and just remember being there in the moment.
Wow. Even watching them is amazing. That one in Calgary, I mean, they're both great. I guess the one in Edmonton's a little more muffled, but the crowd just goes bananas. It's so cool.
Yeah. And the Calgary one, it was at night, so you can see the Frisbee. The announcer was just spot on. Everything just lined up perfectly. It was just an unbelievable moment.
And that Sailor too. That's a long run. I mean, and didn't break a sweat, like just did it as if it was no problem.
Well, it's interesting because that was actually our seventh throw, and
he
was panting hard. I was tired, and the announcer said, "Let's go one more time," and that was our best one. So I put everything I had into it. Sailor had to actually slow down to catch the Frisbee. I still can't outthrow him. He's that fast.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. What speed Sailor has. I guess we could start back with the Guinness World Record thing, because I was reading an interview that you'd done, and I think all of us used to, when you're young, you get that first sort of dog-eared copy of the Guinness World Book of Records, and it's so fascinating. I remember I was really into some of the same things that you were into, like the longest mustache, the tallest man, the biggest man. Like I would stare at these things and think, oh my God, how do you get into this thing? Because I'm never going to be that tall. I understand that you had that same kind of inspiration as a kid.
I did. Robert Wadlow, 8 feet, 11 inches tall, just blew my mind. And I just was like, it'd be cool to be in the book. But, you know, at the time I was really big into track and field and always would look up the track records and was just amazed by those as well. And I remember the Atlanta Olympics when Donovan Bailey broke the world record, and just amazing, just people pushing the limits and just really trying to do their best.
And yet, in your way, you kind of found your way into this for a lot of personal reasons I was looking at. And back when you were in university, because you grew up in New Brunswick, you live in Calgary now, you went to school, I gather, in Nova Scotia, and you sort of started Frisbee stuff because of a difficult time you were going through.
Yeah, so I went to the U of A first year, actually, in Edmonton, and that's where I was born, had a lot of personal memories in Edmonton, just my parents would tell me what it was like, and started actually teaching myself how to throw a Frisbee. And then 2 weeks after I got home from my first year, my mom passed away. And so Frisbee really became my way to grieve. And she was a huge supporter of all my sports, huge volunteer and everything. And Frisbee was the one sport she never got to see me play. So I think a lot of it in the beginning was fueled by me wanting her to be proud. And it's become so much more than that over the years.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. That would have been. And I'm glad you found a way to do something that allowed you to kind of get through that period too. How did it start with the world records though? Because I think all of us have. You know, I used to play frisbee golf at camp, and I wasn't particularly good. I was okay, but how did you sort of go from okay, this is a pastime to I'm going to be really, really quite great at this?
Sure. Yeah. After about 10 years of playing ultimate and just throwing a frisbee and loving throwing, I ended up getting into dog disc. And Davey Whippet was the first dog I ever really competed with. Mm-hmm. We competed in a distance event. My first throw to him, he caught. It ended up being a world record in that organization. And it wasn't a Guinness World Record, but it really opened my eyes. And then I was invited to be on a TV show in China. Started looking up other world records. Met multiple Guinness World Record title holders. Met a guy from Australia that has like 26 world records at the time. And it just really opened my eyes to what you could do. And it's just been something I've been pursuing ever since.
Yeah. On your first throw with that dog, you talk about very fondly about that dog whose name I'm just, it was Davey.
That's Davey. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You talk with a lot of fondness about Davey and some of those early world records that you actually ended up at least a few with him.
Yeah. I grew up with dogs and it just never really clicked that you could throw frisbees to dogs. It's always kind of an insult for ultimate frisbee players when people ask them if they should throw to their dogs. And after doing it for over a decade, it's super, super fun. And I'm seeing more people get into it. But Davey was just an unbelievable athlete. First dog to catch over 400 feet. Just really showed me what it was like having a teammate that was really motivated. You know, competing with humans, everybody has different motivations. But Davey would just show up every single time. Just wanted to work for me.
400 feet. That's a long way. That's a long way to throw a frisbee, let alone run and catch it. Wow.
Yeah. And when we actually broke that record, he missed the first 61 throws, basically.
Speaking of panting, if Sailor missed seven and Davey missed. Geez.
Yeah. Wow. So 5 days of record attempts, and we broke the record on the fifth day on the second throw. And it's just a day I'll never forget, a moment I'll never forget. My favorite record.
That's your favorite record. That was one of the first ones too, right? I mean, because there have been others. There have been on skates and rollerblades. It's quite the list. Tell me a bit about it.
Yeah, it's something that I've been able to meet quite a few of the record holders that previously held the records. I've been able to interview them. A few of them have passed away, unfortunately, but I was able to talk to them and meet them before they passed away. And it's just something that, you know, they set the record, and then two decades later, 3 decades later, someone else is trying to go after the record. So there's all this discussion, you know, in basketball or hockey about who's the GOAT. And the cool thing about frisbee is you can't compete with someone from 40 years ago, but you can go after their records. And a lot of the frisbees are still the same technology as 20, 30 years ago. So in a way, you are competing with them when they were your age. And I have friends in their 70s who are still going after world records. So it's been just an incredible sport and family to be a part of.
Yeah. Tell me about the one on skates, because I was trying to figure out how that would work.
It's very Canadian. So I grew up figure skating and playing hockey. And then when I learned to throw frisbees, you throw, you skate, and you have to try and catch your own throw. And so we measure the total time in the air, the total distance from where you throw to where you catch it.
Right. So the rollerblade one would be similar then?
It is. It's a little more difficult because you don't want to dive.
But, yes.
It's a little more technical.
At least not on purpose.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You're working on some others too. You're not done yet. Is it? Is it 13 or 12? I apologize because I read 13, then I saw 12. I think it's 13.
So I've set 13. Someone did actually break one of my records, so I'm the current record holder of 12.
Okay, gotcha. That makes sense. And you're not done. Yeah. You're not done. You have more in sight.
Yeah. So when I go into schools, I do a trick shot. I throw a frisbee in a basketball net, and I've been doing that in over 500 schools, over 15,000 attempts. So that's going to be my next record attempt. It's the longest throw into a basketball net with a frisbee.
One of the things I noticed watching the Edmonton one in particular, because there were a lot of kids at that game, is and you've actually begun going to schools and talking to kids and so on. How did that come about? Because it's a really interesting development in what you've been doing and just how they interact and what it sort of says to them and how they're really into it, which is great.
Yeah, it was neat. I was invited about 11 years ago, 10 years ago to speak to a bunch of kids about my Guinness World Records at the time, and they met Davey, and then I was invited to a school to talk about them, and then I ran a workshop, and probably 3-4 years after that, it took me a while to really get a rhythm, but started doing it full-time, and everything just kind of clicked into place, so it's just super fun showing them what you can do with a Frisbee. Part of that too is I played Frisbee for 10 years and didn't know what I didn't know. So if I can accelerate some of that learning for people and just show them what is possible with a Frisbee and then kind of let them decide what they want to do, I at least want to give them that knowledge.
Yeah, we use the kind of the generic term Frisbee. When I think of Frisbee, you know, I just think of that, you know, plastic disc. But there are a lot of different kinds that you use, because I understand it even in that clip with Sailor that that's in fact a dog-friendly disc, so to speak.
It is, and that's one of the biggest bonuses that's come from that. So that video has been viewed over 500 million times across many, many channels.
Yes.
And a big question always comes up of what disc are you using? And so we get a chance to educate people. If you're going to throw to your dogs, use a dog safe disc. Don't use an ultimate disc. Don't use a golf disc. But there are many different kinds, weights, sizes, colors, different types of plastics. It can be a bit overwhelming sometimes for sure.
Yeah. And tell me about Sailor, because I gather there's Davy and Sailor are from the same breeder. Is that right?
So the same owner.
Same owner.
Yeah, they are. They're not related, but. Mm-hmm. Breed-wise, Sailor has Whippet in him as well. But the Border Collie makes him a little bit more driven, a little bit more cuddly. And he's staring at me right now, just watching.
He's very used to these interviews.
But.
I was going to say, I don't want to leave him out of this, by the way, because I mean, he's the other star of the show. I don't know what he would want to talk about. But he probably just wants to go out and throw, right? Just go and play some catch?
Oh, it's unbelievable. As soon as that Frisbee comes out, he wants to go. And as soon as we get inside, he just sleeps. And I can almost make a book of all the different positions he sleeps in, because it's pretty interesting how he can contort his body and just, it doesn't look comfortable, but Whippets are a very interesting breed.
Yeah, well, no kidding. And I mean, clearly he's gotten used to the crowds and all that, because watching that Calgary Stampeders game, the McMahon Stadium one, that's a lot of noise for an animal to have to try and do his gig with all that. It was annoying for you too, by the way. But that was some serious noise going on in that stadium.
It's interesting you mention that. We've actually done two NFL games, and one of the NFL games, a huge air horn went off and spooked him. So he just wasn't able to perform. And so 70,000 people, and he just wouldn't chase the Frisbee. And that was heartbreaking for us, just hoping that he was okay. And that's the thing. You try to control the situation as much as possible, but some dogs are okay with that. Some dogs, you just never know until it happens. And live entertainment is an interesting, interesting
beast
to get into. So, yeah.
It certainly is. What's up next on your travels with Sailor?
We're going to be attempting to break one of Davy's records, actually, in a couple of weeks. And not the longest throw. I'll probably never attempt that one again, but we're going to attempt the longest time having a Frisbee in the air before being caught. The Sailor, I've practiced a little bit. You throw it really, really high, and then he has to track it. The throw has to be perfect, but he's already picking it up. So I think that'll be a record that we can take down.
And do you just do that? I mean, is that something you just do in the park? Or you obviously have to have people watching this, right? People have to, or you have to video it. There has to be, I'm trying to remember, because we interviewed someone who did, I'm trying to remember, there's another Guinness World Record, and there's a whole process.
There is, and I get asked that by a lot of people, you know, what the process is like. And you could pay a lot of money and have somebody from Guinness actually come and be there. And it's all their expenses, and then they have the certificate, and they award you the record right away. Or typically, I'll just get all the documentation, send in all the record, all the video, and then it takes a few months usually, but these records are specific enough and specialized enough that I'm not worried about someone breaking it. So if some of these records that are constantly being broken, by the time that you break it and get approved, someone else has probably broken it. So that's always the concern as well with some of these records.
Well, Rob, I wish you and Sailor the best of luck with the next record. Give Sailor our best, sitting there watching you talk, and thanks so much for sharing your story. What a great story. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me on.